Thank you. Two comments. Firstly, just on the very last comment, yes, the Orvis identifier is the number. The Orvis marker is that plate, if you think about it, as the plate that's being affixed to the rolling stock. So I think the suggestion from Mrs. Veneziano is an excellent one. We should probably just quite methodically set out that you've got the identifier that's applied for from the International Registry, and that is a cost which is regulated by the regulations. And then there's the marker, which is a private issue between the individual parties, nothing to do with the registry. And there's a question of who carries those costs between the creditor and the debtor in default of agreement. And I think it's an excellent idea that we differentiate clearly between the two. And I hope that that will deal with some other questions that have been raised as well. So I've taken note of that, and we will come up with a redraft. The methodology for calculating the cost of obtaining the number is firstly, it's something that will be agreed between the registrar and the supervisory authority. Quite frankly, we have nothing to do with that in the context of our role here. Having said that, I don't think it would be instructive, because the principal areas of cost in terms of the customer using the system, so the fees, will be the fees for registration of the international interest and for searching against that international interest, as well as the registration of the users. So the cost of allocating a number, the Orvis identifier, is insignificant in the context of everything else going on. So even if you did have access to the methodology, it really wouldn't guide the system for charging fees for allocating an Orvis identifier. And we have made representations already to the registrar to the effect that it's in their interests to ensure that the system is as inclusive as possible, and therefore the amount that should be charged for the identifier should be very modest indeed. It shouldn't be zero, because then everybody would just buy masses of numbers in the hope that they can use it at some time in the future. There has to be some financial cost for it, but it should be very modest because it's not the main fee source for the registry anyway. And you want to encourage as many people as possible to subscribe for numbers and then to allocate them. So I'm afraid I can't help with the methodology. I don't think it really works, unfortunately. But on the other hand, contracting states have a say on how the pricing works through the supervisory authorities. And that's how it should be, because ultimately the states that have ratified the protocol are the parties that should ultimately be the arbiter as to what the level of fees should be.